Last night, after months of intense promotion and Pentagon-style secrecy, CBS finally unveiled its new high-concept summer series, Survivor. Based on a show that was a smash hit in Sweden, it takes 16 contestants and maroons them on a tropical island for more than a month, with the lone survivor taking home $1 million. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I didn't really get Survivor until I finally got a chance to watch it. Beforehand, when the show was getting tons of attention and magazine covers and Entertainment Tonight features, I wasn't sure whether there was anything truly compelling behind the hype. But there is. It's high school. Oh, I know, none of the 16 contestants, 8 men, 8 women, is of high school age. The youngest is 22, and the oldest is 72. But Survivor isn't about survival skills. Not really. It's not about who can eat grubs or kill rats. At bottom, it's about butting heads and getting along. The one left standing at the end will be the one person who annoys the fewest people and is voted most popular by his or her peers. With all its cliques and backbiting and open, unadulterated meanness, it's high school all over again. And island isolation aside, who can't relate to that?
This is more than just a test of survival skills. It's also a test of social skills. Here, it's the impressions you make on the other castaways that determines your fate. Under the rules, one tribe must visit tribal council every 3 days with a single purpose: vote one of their own members off the island. To win, you must survive the island, survive the vote, and ultimately, survive each other.
That's Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, explaining the basic rules. The castaways are divided into two groups of 8, named the Tagi and the Pagong after the local beaches where they'll set up camp, and given a raft to row and tow to shore. From the second they hit the beach, Survivor shows why it's such fascinating TV. The cameras are there capturing human behavior in the raw as various alpha males and a few alpha females try to assert themselves as leaders and immediately take charge. One old guy, a retired Navy SEAL named Rudy, starts barking orders at once. But this isn't the Navy, and other people have other ideas. Meanwhile, a corporate planner named Rich sits in a tree and pouts, upset that he isn't being taken more seriously.
Should we, talk for a little bit? Should we start moving stuff up?
Hey, let's discuss some things, man. Let's figure some things out.
Here's what we plan on doing. High tide is that line right there. See that line?
Uh-huh.
So it shouldn't come up to here.
Right.
And this piece of bamboo back here, we can lay it from up here over to there.
Oh, that guy's a symbol of clearing, but none of
us. Actually, before we build the shelter, just knock that whole branch off.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is an awesome spot.
What's the first thing we need to do?
Let's shelter. What place to sleep?
We need a latrine.
Yeah,
okay, so we don't need fire tonight? Is that what we're saying?
That's
an option. We got enough water to make it tonight, you think?
Guys, I think the first thing we ought to do is talk about how we're going to do whatever we're going to do. Talk about the process.
All right, listen, let me give you a rough quick. The camp will be right there. We'll clear these leaves out. That's a flat piece of ground. The latrine will be down there. The wind's hitting me in the back right now.
So we're saying we need a latrine, and we just need a clear place to sleep. Is that all we want tonight?
Off the ground.
Let's check the box. Let's see what we got. Before we make any decisions, let's see what we got.
Well, you're right.
There might be a blowtorch in there.
We need a bathroom.
Are you guys all done talking?
Huh?
At the end of last night's first episode, this particular group has failed to work together well enough to win the day's physical challenge and must cast secret ballots to eject one member from the island. A rather frail 62-year-old cancer survivor named Sonia is given the boot, but Rudy, the rugged former Navy SEAL, got nearly as many negative votes. Survivor is set up to explore and exploit all sorts of culture clashes. The people on the island are doing the same thing as the people watching at home, making first impressions, and ultimately voting based on those impressions. If viewers at home vote to keep watching, Survivor will be a major buzz summer hit. And I believe, for this first run at least, it will be exactly that. Meanwhile, we haven't seen the last of these high-concept, high-profile series based on hits from other countries. A CBS version of the German hit Big Brother was advertised twice during Survivor and will arrive next month. And other adaptations are in the works. It's all due to last summer's smash success of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, a steamroller that has changed the rules and the face of television. And clearly, those changes aren't over yet.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Latin bandleader Tito Puente was so popular, his music so contagious, that even The Simpsons found a way to use his talent. That's Puente's band playing The Simpsons theme. Tito Puente was one of America's greatest popularizers of Latin dance music and Latin jazz. He died early today. He was believed to be about 77, although there are several conflicting birth dates that have been published. He was born in New York to Puerto Rican parents. His recording career spanned more than 50 years. His career was encapsulated on his recent CD anthology, 50 Years of Swing. Here's a 1949 recording of Ran Can Can, which was one of the first hit mambo recordings. Tito Puente is featured on timbales. Tito Puente recorded in 1949. He died this morning.